This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealth.com.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
My biggest fear about the government is just taxes. I worry about it all year long because other countries, the government will tell you what you owe and then you just have to pay it. Here the government's like, okay, what do you think you owe us? I have no idea, just tell me. Nope, you gotta add it up. And then give it. Well, I'm really unorganized. What happens if I add it up wrong? You could go to jail? Oh my.
April 11th, 2025. It is the wake up call. Good morning. Good morning. It's Gavin, Katie, Kevin. Here we are for your chuckling pleasure. Ah, boy, oh boy. I've been saying that for a long time. What that comedian was saying, it's bonkers that we conduct the revenue of this country the way that we do.
Right.
And it'll never change. There are so many people that are like, well, why don't we just simplify the tax code and just make it like easier for people to figure out and know what they owe them? Or even better, we send them a bill. They can contest it if they want to, but we just send them a bill and they write us a check and they send it back.
Don't send me a bill. Take it from me while it's
throughout
happening.
The year. If you owe anything, that's what I mean. If you owe anything. And it'll never change. And the reason why it'll never change is we have so many companies now. Some of them are advertising on this show, so I should watch it. But they have lobbyists in Washington to make sure that the tax code stays very confusing so that we don't know what to do, so that we need their services. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Kevin, did you watch season 3 of White Lotus?
Not yet. I've been meaning to start, but I heard the ending was...
Don't say what the ending is.
Oh, well.
Obviously, don't spoil the ending for people.
Well, what people already watched it.
Not you, not
I
him.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't even watched season 2.
I don't know anything about anything that happens in the show. The only thing I know is that two brothers have sex. So that's the only thing I know.
Sort of, but yeah.
Which, by the way, not making me go like, that sounds like a show for me.
It's not what you think, but I mean, it is. But if they have a sexual encounter.
I get it. And if you were to describe things that happened on Game of Thrones, you would also say, that's probably not a show for me. And it was. So one day I'll probably watch White Lotus.
Man, I just feel like the fact that you guys haven't is like insulting to me because A, I keep telling you how good it is. B, you're making it so I can't talk to you about it.
I can't talk to you about The Last of Us.
But you can talk to him.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
Now I got nobody.
You've got the rest of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Join a White Lotus Reddit.
I asked my brother when he and I were hanging out last. I said, "Do you watch White Lotus?" And he also said, "No." I said, "Are you going to watch White Lotus?" Because it seemed like something he would like. Like, I don't know. It seemed like I'm sure I'm completely wrong about this, but from a distance, it seems like rich people paradise, Schitt's Creek. Like, if I just were like to look at snapshots, it's like people that you would imagine on Schitt's Creek. But instead, they're in Thailand.
Well, that's just one family.
Trying to solve a crime or something
like
that.
There's multiple things happening all at once.
But he said no, and he said he never will. And I asked him why, and I said, why? And this is actually something I just found out about my brother. He also has a disdain for rich people like I do. And he goes, it just seems like it's a show about rich people. And I said, I think it is.
It's not a show
about rich people.
No.
Not everybody on there is rich, and some of the rich people's lives are falling apart.
Mm-hmm. So he said he tried watching like Downton Abbey, and he said
I never really got into that.
He said I hated Downton Abbey because even the stuff that wasn't about the rich people, he's like still involved with the rich people and their problems. He's like, and I don't really care about rich people problems. And I was like, I didn't think about that until this moment, but I don't either. So maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm just like, it just doesn't look interesting enough for my time. But one day I will. Enough people have told me, because this is Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, I didn't watch Breaking Bad until season 4 of Breaking Bad. And it took me having a child and sleepless nights to finally say, fine. And I put on Breaking Bad, to which I was like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen.
So maybe you guys need to have another baby.
Well, that's not happening.
Oh, well, then I guess you're just going to miss out.
So if anybody, listen, wants me to watch their newborn for overnight shifts so that I can watch White Lotus.
There you go.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So it is tax season, and it is late into tax season, and you know who waited till the last minute? Cannon with a K. So Cannon with a K is calling somebody who's a CPA, certified public accountant, see if he can get some last-minute tax work done on some very questionable sources of income. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Is this Kenny?
Yes.
Kenny, hey, what's going on? This is Cannon, spelled with a K. I'm friends with Brad. He recommended you. I think that he's a friend of yours. Is that true?
Yeah.
Brad, he said though that you do taxes. Is that true?
Yes, I'm a CPA.
Oh, okay, cool. So, and then what does the P stand for? Taxes.
No, that's a P.
Paxes.
Right.
I still haven't paid my taxes. And the reason why is because I tried to get it done one time, and I went to one guy, and he screwed me and gave me way too small of a refund. So I need a second opinion, basically, is what's happening. So, and Brad said you're cool for that, right?
Sure, I can take a look at things.
Dope. Okay, cool. So, a little bit of information about me. I have several sources of income. First of all, I am a personal trainer. You've probably seen me on TikTok and Instagram. I also have a fairly moderate build on my OnlyFans account. And then also, I invested money this year. Most of it is tied up in a kiosk at the mall that etches people's photographs into it looks like crystal, but really it's just kind of like plastic. But I saw an opportunity for investment and I took advantage of it. So I'm not sure what you can do with that information, but I assume though that, like, you know, that's a pretty big tax write-off, is the Picture Crystal Company.
Sure. Okay. I guess I'll just have you send all the information over to me. And,
well, see, that's the problem. I'm not quite sure. Like, what if I, like, get all of my, like, personal training clients to come in and, like, tell me what they gave me? Like, could I give that to you?
Do you not keep receipts? Or
no.
Have, like, so they're just paying you in cash?
Yeah, it's mostly cash. Sometimes it's gift cards. Sometimes there's this one lady who pays me and she draws me pictures. And I know what you say, like, Cannon, you can't spend that on rent. I know, I tried.
Okay, well, do you have any, like, text messages or any emails?
I definitely have text messages. Yeah, I have text messages. Can I submit those?
If they have relevant information, it'd be good for you to have them.
They don't. They mostly have pictures of my
dick. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Which is
really
also,
sure,
as it turns out, Kenny, not a form of currency. Can't pay rent with that either. Oh, one more thing. I'm going to need an advance on my tax return. So that's, like, one thing that, like, I'm going to, because I need the money now. So if you could, like, we'll work out this and then you just pay me at the end of the taxes.
No, that's not how that works.
Well, I know that's not how it typically works, but see, like, this is a special situation. I owe my mom so much money. I'm in deep with my mom. So, and I got to get out of this because she says that if I don't pay her by the end of the month, she is not going to give me my macaw parrot back.
Okay. You know, I know Brad told you that I could help you, but I don't think that I'm going to be able to help you.
Is that because I'm white?
No.
Well, as long as it's not because of white, then that's fine. Okay. Well, you know, listen, men are intimidated by me, so I'm gonna get going. I'm gonna mosey out of this saloon, and I'll bid you a buenas noches.
Oh, okay.
Before I do, though, I just want to tell you one more thing, Kenny. None of this has been real. Brad emailed me and wanted me to do this to you because I'm Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a prank phone call called a phone scam.
Oh, my God.
So I am sorry that I wasted your time.
Wow, that was shocking.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Stacy this morning. Good morning, Stacy.
Hi, good morning.
Your boyfriend's name is Hayden, and you think that he's cheating on you, and the reason you think of that is because of a pretty scary situation. Tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, so I was in a car accident not even 2 weeks ago, and I went to the hospital. Turned out I had a broken leg and my wrist was broken. And before they took me into surgery, they were asking, you know, who should we contact? And I gave them Hayden's phone numbers, like his cell number and his work number. And they said, you know, we haven't reached him yet. We're going to keep trying. So then I went into surgery. And after I was out, they still had not heard back from him. And it took hours before he contacted and said that he had been in a meeting. But that doesn't make any sense to me the more I think about it. But
and what about it doesn't, what about that doesn't make sense to you because you gave him the work number?
Yeah, I gave them his work number. That number is always working. It's always on.
Huh. That'd be really bad.
Right. Okay. Katie's going to call him up on the phone, pretend to be a telemarketer, offering him some free roses. And we'll see who he sends them to and what he writes on the card. You'll be able to hear everything, but we won't be able to hear you.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Hayden, please?
Yeah, this is Hayden.
Hi, this is Larissa with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. It won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
You can send them to Dominique.
And then before I get an address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Honestly, I don't even think we need a card. She's going to know who they're from. She's my girlfriend.
Got it. Okay.
Hayden, hi, this is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. That's actually Katie. You're on something called War of the Roses, and did he say that somebody else is his girlfriend?
Yeah, he said Dominique is his girlfriend.
Well, Hayden, that's not who's listening in right now. Stacy, are you there?
Yeah.
You're on with Hayden now. You guys can hear each other. Hayden, she thought you were cheating. And it seems like you really were. What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
You are sending flowers to another woman. So I think she's wanting an explanation about that.
Yeah, I'm sending them to my girlfriend.
Wow.
Are you kidding me right now? Why are you calling me your girlfriend and her your girlfriend? Second of all, is this why you didn't get back to me when I was in the hospital? I could have died, you...
I honestly can't deal with this right now.
You okay? Can't... No, I don't think you have a choice.
What we have is different.
How long have you two been going out, Stacy?
About 6 months.
Hayden, how long have you been going out with this Dominique girl?
That doesn't matter, but far longer...
Oh, it does matter. No, it matters. I want to know.
Oh my God, I don't want to do this. Busy.
How long have you been with her?
It doesn't matter.
This how
is,
long?
It's obviously things aren't going to work between us. It does, why?
No,
why?
Absolutely not. They're not
it's
going
to make
work.
You feel
so
better
tell
to know?
Me how long?
At least a year, 2 years.
At least a year?
You are such a piece
Does Dominique know about Stacy?
No.
So are you?
Well, she's about to.
Honestly, Dominique has her own stuff for sure.
Don't worry. I'll tell her.
All right.
This was never that serious to me.
Wow. You, dude. Get out of my life forever. I'm going to call Dominique. How about that?
Okay. Well, there's no way you're going to get her number, so go ahead and try.
Okay. You underestimate my powers of detection.
Okay, we're going to cut this off right here, but you know what? It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So I found this list with, it was under the headline on Reddit, Celebrities Who Sold Their Soul to the Devil.
Oh my God.
Okay, that seems a little dramatic, to say the least, but it's basically celebrities that are very overrated.
Okay.
That do not deserve the fame that they have.
Okay.
And we want to know, who would you add to this list? 916-909-1065.
Now, I would like to say, can we make sure that they're all names that we've heard?
Right. Yeah.
You know, if it's some sort of OnlyFans model, I get it. Okay.
Although, how humiliating for somebody to be like, she's overrated as an OnlyFans model.
Right.
God. Right off the bat, somebody texted in, and this one's really going to just piss people off, but I knew we were going to get it. Beyonce. I knew we were going to get that one, but let's go back to the list I found on Reddit first, okay? Kanye West. Totally agree. I don't know why.
Did you always think that, though?
I thought Kanye West was good, but I never thought he was a genius. This one, I hope all of us can get behind, because I do not understand it.
Okay.
DJ Khaled. What is he? How does he have?
You know what? That is the best question in the world. How?
Another one.
Tell me.
I know.
I mean, he's doing more than just that. He's producing really big music. But like, to even like step out of the booth and we accept him as just like, hey!
You know, I'm going to put every DJ on that list. Every celebrity DJ. Here's another one. Some people are getting mad at this one. These are celebrities who don't deserve their fame. Adam Levine.
Oh,
how do we feel about that?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Overrated.
When he was a Maroon 5, I found him to be a lot more tolerable than I do now.
Yeah, because now he's a voice judge, and it's like, ugh.
And I am tired of people trying to convince me that those... You know what? I'm going to say every voice judge except for Reba McEntire.
Really?
Because stop trying to convince me what a bunch of knuckleheads you guys are. I'm going to say somebody that... It's not that I don't think she is talented. This is going to be shocking, but I don't know why we keep giving her so much.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson.
Katie!
I thought you loved Kelly Clarkson.
I do love
what
Kelly
happened?
Clarkson. But I don't love her as a talk show host. I feel the same way about who's the guy with the gap in his teeth. Now he's on.
Oh, Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Michael Strahan. Stop. Kelly Clarkson seems nice, though, right? No. Oh, wow. Okay.
She seems very nice, but I do feel like they're trying to sell me on the idea that, like, but she's, you know.
Yeah. But I'm going to add a couple.
Okay.
Some people may not like this one. Sabrina Carpenter. I don't get it. Okay. I don't get Sabrina Carpenter on any metric.
But that's because you think Sabrina Carpenter is
Tate McRae.
Right.
And Tate McRae is Gracie Abrams.
Right. And Gracie Abrams is...
And they are collectively all Olivia Rodrigo.
Right, exactly.
No, I don't get it. I also am going to put Jason Statham on there. I don't know why people go crazy after he just makes the same movie over and over and over and over again, and people line up to see it.
I'm going to say, and this is another shocking one, Bethany Frankel.
Bethany Frankel, really?
Mm-hmm.
You love the Real Housewives,
ladies. I love the Real Housewives, but she's not a Real Housewife anymore.
All right.
I don't know what she does except for get on TikTok and say what she thinks are funny, snarky things.
Mm-hmm.
And she's insufferable.
Yeah. Kevin, you said this once, and I think it was very accurate. Keanu Reeves.
Is that the one that's always taken?
Yeah. No, that's Liam Neeson.
What?
Although I'll put Liam Neeson on there too.
What?
Yeah, Liam Neeson's taken. He's the one that's always taken.
Keanu Reeves is the one where they took his dog, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He's
Those
John Wick.
Two need to be done.
Yeah. I think we like the concept of Keanu Reeves more than we like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Like as
What's
an actor.
What's wrong with Keanu Reeves?
There's nothing wrong with him as a person.
No, I know, but as an actor.
He's not a good actor.
He's not?
I don't think he's
How
a good actor.
How many dogs can you have? Like,
I
really?
Don't understand why we keep talking about dogs.
It's John Wick.
John Wick lost his dog?
That's why he killed so many people, because someone took it. his dog.
Right.
I am so sorry.
And then the other one
is
was
this his... real?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second.
You didn't know this?
Why would I know this? You're telling me. And weren't there like three John
yes.
Wicks?
There's like five. Five.
You're telling me the premise of John Wick is somebody took his dog. Now people have to die?
Yes. There's a little bit more to the story, but yeah.
But that's the main reason. And then Liam Nelson, his daughter gets taken.
Liam Nelson.
Okay, if somebody steals your daughter, I feel like I get it.
I mean, but to talk on the phone creepy, like, I'm going to find you, I'm going to find my daughter?
Well, I think you should try to find your daughter if they're taken.
Yeah. You should. If somebody takes your daughter, Kevin, you should probably try to find your daughter.
No one's taking my daughter.
You know what John Wick's dog's name was, too?
What?
Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Okay. 106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She's getting ready to go on a fun trip. So is that going to throw her off on... Are You Smarter Than Katie? With possibly the biggest jackpot we've ever had. $580 is what we're playing for today. And caller 17 is Travis. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
All right. No pressure, but that's a lot of money.
Also, everybody wants to say no cheating.
No cheating, Travis. We're going to know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. This is a game of honor. We play honorably here. All right. Here we go. Katie's leaving the studio. 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. And away we go. Question 1. SZA appeared on the latest episode of Sesame Street and performed a song called Be Kind to Me, Be Kind to You, which was about kindness and gratitude. She sang the song with Elmo and Abby Cadabby. What color is Abby?
Purple.
Question 2. AMC is going to be making a docuseries called Gold Rush, and it's going to be all about the Niners' dominance in the 80s and 90s and how it affected all of NorCal. It's going to feature never-before-seen footage and is produced by Tom Brady. Who was the Niners' quarterback in the 80s and part of the 90s?
Joe Montana.
Question 3. The wife of the bass player of Weezer is out on $1 million bail, and Weezer announced that they will still perform this weekend at Coachella. They were a last-minute surprise lineup announcement just a few days ago. With who else? Olivia Rodrigo, Kendrick Lamar, or Ed Sheeran?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Question 4. For decades, stunt performers have said the Oscars should have a best stunt category, and the Academy is finally adding it starting next year. That's awesome. This was mostly led by the efforts from the team that made the movie Fall Guy that just came out, which starred who?
Ryan... Ah, dang it.
3 seconds.
From The Notebook.
3.
Ryan Gosling.
2. Okay. Question 5. Jelly Roll's amazing weight loss continues, and he just announced that he's lost over 200 pounds. He said he still has 100 more to go before he will be at a healthy weight, but He started at 540 pounds, and he now weighs 327 pounds. So what is his exact weight loss?
213 pounds.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Travis, what do you do for a living besides be a professional Are You Smarter Than Katie competitor?
I'm an aircraft mechanic.
You're a what kind of mechanic?
Aircraft,
yeah. I'm the shop lead and chief inspector out at Lincoln Skyways at the Lincoln Regional Airport.
Okay, well, we've got some questions for you.
We sure do.
What the hell's going on? Why is everything falling out of the sky?
Because everything's been outsourced and manufacturing's been taken over by China. And due to everything being cheaper to produce over there, the QA is not the same.
All right, you get what you pay for. That's what I said.
Okay.
All right. Travis, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Whew. Question one. This is intense. SZA appeared on the latest episode of Sesame Street.
Okay.
And she performed a song called Be Kind to Me, Be Kind to You.
Oh.
It's all about gratitude and kindness. And she sang it with Elmo and Abby Cadabby. What color is Abby Cadabby?
She is pink.
She is pink. She's a little pink fairy. Question two. AMC is making a docuseries called Gold Rush, and it's all about the Niners' dominance in the 80s and 90s and how it affected all of Northern California.
Oh.
Who was the Niners' quarterback in the 80s and part of the 90s?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana is correct. Question three, the wife of the bass player of Weezer is out on $1 million bail, and Weezer announced that they're still going to perform at Coachella this weekend.
I figured they would.
They were part of a surprise lineup announcement just a few days ago that they added to Coachella. It was Weezer and who else? Olivia. Oh, wow. Do you not even need the multiple choice?
I don't need the multiple choice.
Who?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it was Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's going to be at Coachella?
Mm-hmm. Question four. For decades, stunt performers have said that the Oscars really should have a best stunt category.
Okay.
And finally, the Academy is adding it next year. Best stunt design will be a very exciting category because we get to watch the stunts.
I bet Tom Cruise has been spearheading this for years.
You know what's funny is he's not credited with finally getting this done. It's the team behind the movie Fall Guy, which starred who?
It was Jason Statham.
It was Ryan Gosling.
Were there a lot of stunts in that?
The whole movie's about a stunt performer. Stunt,
oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Gosling did a lot of his own stunts in that movie. It's a really good movie. Very funny. There's a fun love story in it. It felt like one of the fun summer blockbusters of the 90s.
I loved it.
Maybe I'll watch it.
You should. It's a really good movie. But yeah, best stunt design next year. Question five. Jelly Roll's amazing weight loss continues. He's lost over 200 pounds.
I know.
Crazy. He says he still has 100 more to go. He started at 540 pounds.
Okay.
Which is crazy. And he now weighs 327 pounds.
Okay.
So what is his exact weight loss?
Okay. Hold on. 213.
Wow! 540 pounds is what he started at. Like, how crazy is it to say that Jelly Roll started at a quarter of a ton?
Well, also the fact that, like, how was he getting around?
It's a great question, but Travis...
Strong legs.
He was getting around. He started that way because he was made up of parts from China.
Yeah. Anyway, you get what you pay for.
Travis, final score... You got three, but Katie got four. Ooh! We are going to a $600 jackpot.
Oh, my God.
That is, you know what? Another ringy ding for that one.
Wow,
that is unbelievable. But, Travis, you fought well. You fought hard. What is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
You are not today. You are not. But she can't put together an airplane.
No.
Not like you
can.
Keep
them in the sky.
Not like you can.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
And it's the dirty little secret on the wake-up call. We're talking to Diane. That's not her real name. This isn't her real voice. Good morning, Diane.
Hi, good morning.
So let's get right down to it, because this is a big one, and it's about a relationship that you are currently in with your boyfriend. What is your dirty little secret?
3 months ago, I just kind of felt like a difference in the relationship, how he was acting towards me, just his enthusiasm on anything at all, and I just kind of felt like he wasn't happy. And so I suggested therapy, and he's like, no, I don't believe in it. And so it just kind of felt like it was going to fizzle out, and he was going to tell me he didn't want to be with me anymore.
So you did something about it. What did you do?
I told him that I had a terminal disease that I didn't know what it was at the time, but they were looking and doing tests, and it ended up, I told him I had leukemia, and I was fighting cancer. He stayed, and he was very supportive.
Was this never something that was suspected, or it was suspected, but then they ruled it out and you just kind of went with it? Like, was this completely fabricated?
Yeah, I made it up.
Oh. The whole thing?
Yeah.
So did you ultimately say to him, yes, I have cancer, and then have to fake treatments? Or what did you do? That feels hard to fake.
It was, but he really didn't question a lot. And I just, you know, worked on us having a relationship, and his attitude was very different.
Well,
I don't know why he was so unhappy before, but really we were just better as a couple after it.
Okay, and let me stop you for a second and recap it and explain to anybody who's just coming in and missed your dirty little secret why you guys became a better couple. This is Diane. It's not her real name. And she lied to her boyfriend and said she had leukemia so that she could keep him in the relationship out of, I guess, pity. And which leads me to my question, why would you want to stay in a relationship with somebody if you only had to trick them into pitying you?
Well, just to, I guess, clarify, I told him for a couple of months that the doctors thought I had leukemia. We were running tests. We were trying to figure out why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And so, I mean, both of us were kind of in that, like, oh, let's hope it's not. Let's hope it's not. And it just kind of brought us closer. And it finally just kind of evolved into, okay, it is confirmed leukemia, but they have a procedure that they think is going to work. It's not far along, sort of thing.
Didn't he ever want to go to any of your doctor's appointments?
No, because I told him that this was something I needed to do on my own. It was like a huge change to my life, and I just needed to accept it on my own terms. The thing of it was, I didn't like the pity idea either, because we were such a better couple at this time. But I keep thinking, is it fake? Is he not? Is this pity, or did he just...
Wait, you're wondering that now? Isn't that kind of what you were going for?
Well, I didn't... I wanted more time. I didn't want him to only stay with me because of it. I just wanted the time to fix whatever issues there were.
It's a judgment-free zone, or at least we try to keep it that way. So stolen valor, you know what stolen valor is?
Yeah.
Stolen valor is illegal. And this should be illegal.
It certainly seems like it.
And it almost seems like at this point, you now going through this experience where you lied to him about a terminal illness just to come out on the other side where you have him, but now you're racked with all of these second thoughts about, well, why do I have him? It almost seems like this is the devil's agreement you entered into it with yourself, where the end result is what you wanted, but now you don't feel nearly as satisfied as you thought you did. You know, and I'm sure there's people texting in, my cousin had leukemia, mm-hmm. my mom has cancer, this is terrible.
People are saying you should free him of you.
I can't tell those people that they're wrong. Do you have anything to say to them? Like, if you've been introduced to somebody who has cancer as Like your boyfriend's like, oh my God, she went through, like, has that happened to you?
No, it hasn't. And I don't know where to go from here. I don't know how to correct this. Okay. Like, that is why I called. That is why I needed the advice.
Well, we're not good advice on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the advice is for this.
I would say
you have to break up with him.
Yeah, that's the only advice I have. Is if whether or not you want to tell him the truth is up to you. That's a pretty big pill to swallow.
Yeah,
but at the very least, you should just break up. He deserves that. So anyway, though, it's the dirty little secret on the wake-up call. But right now, it's time for this. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
I said sing along, and it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end. Oh, my God. Yes. Pitch perfect. We crescendoed perfectly.
Gorgeous. So stunning.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. All right. So it's Friday, which means it's time for the No Name Movie Game. And we're going to start with Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
All right. So we got 45 seconds on the clock. Have you ever played the No Name Movie Game before?
Only in my car on my way to work.
All right.
I thought she was going to say only in my dreams.
Only in my head and my heart. All right. So 45 seconds. I'm going to describe some movies to you, and you get a point per movie. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Starts now. Okay. If you have a sexual, like you haven't done this yet, but you think about it.
40-year-old virgin?
No. The word. I'm giving you the word. It's a sexual, like, oh, I really want to. Yes, first word. And then it's a land with water all the way around it. Yes, there
wow.
we go. Okay. This is the opposite of big.
Small.
Another word for that.
Little.
Yes, and the opposite of men.
Mm.
Little girls.
Oh, come
little
on.
Women.
Yes, there we go. Okay, these buzz around. They go from flower to flower.
The B movie?
Yeah, but no. The first part of that is a... damn it. It was Bumblebee. Had to be Bumblebee. All right, we got 2 points. So there we go. Okay, the bar is set at 2 points. I'm going to put you on hold. Now let's talk to Mandolin, who wants to play with Katie. Good morning, Mandolin.
Good morning.
All right. So the prize is Esquire IMAX tickets, by the way. I forgot to say that. A pair of the biggest screen in town. Katie and I were down there yesterday.
It's so great.
Beautiful.
So beautiful.
Watching, there was a school group coming in as we were leaving and looking at the face of the kids to see a screen. They're all like, wow.
It was so cute.
Be a great place to see Minecraft. All right. Here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. You got to get two or more to stay in the hunt. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Go.
Okay, it's the animal that goes like this. Ow!
Wolf.
Yes, and then the opposite of woman.
Man. Wolf
yes.
Man.
Yeah, there you go.
One.
This is a movie about two witches. One is green and one is pink.
Wicked.
Yes.
Two.
This is a musical about our forefathers. I am not giving away my...
Hamilton.
Yep. Okay.
Three.
This is... they just made a sequel to this. You say his name... three times.
Candyman?
No.
Candyman.
No! The other one.
Beetlejuice.
Yes, but say it twice.
Beetlejuice.
Yes, okay. This is about the emotions of a tween girl. Okay.
What are the odds that has come up in the last, like...
I know.
Crazy. And the same, and they still guess Candyman before Beetlejuice. Anyway, Mandolin, you got four. So now that is the bar. Vicky, you can hang up, but thank you so much for playing. Mandolin is now on hold. It all comes down, Kevin, to you and Lorena. Good morning, Lorena.
Good morning.
All right. You have to get four or more in 45 seconds. Kevin, are you up?
Okay.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds starts now.
This is the Disney movie with the I'll Make a Man Out of You song.
Hercules?
What the? A man out of you. I don't know.
Milan.
Yes.
One.
If you're in a car and then the driver brakes really fast and then you
Whiplash.
Yes.
Two.
Okay. This is another Disney movie. It's about singing, but the title translates to enchanting.
Oh, Encanto.
Yes.
Three. Wow.
This is a very fast little rodent that's blue.
Mouse.
He runs really fast.
Sonic.
Yes.
Sonic.
Yes.
Four.
This is about a comedian.
Oh, my God. We have a tie.
I kind of have to call shenanigans.
On what?
Which one?
Encanto?
Yeah.
No, because enchant is English and canto is Spanish.
I agree with him on that.
Right.
He basically just said the English word of the movie.
But it's not in the title.
Right. It's not in the title. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it a loophole? It's a loophole.
Yes, okay. And I am good at finding
loopholes. Okay, so if he got somebody that speaks Vietnamese, could he do every movie and just say the name of the movie in Vietnamese?
I mean, if Vietnamese people call.
So are we gonna add a rule? You can't speak another language.
Well, you can't say that word in another language.
Fine. All right, here we go. So I am going to write a number down. Katie and Kevin can see the number.
Okay.
You have to get the closest to it. All right, so Lorena, give me a number between 1 and 20.
12.
All righty. I'm going to put you on hold, and let's talk to Mandolin. Mandolin, give me a number between 1 and 20.
7.
7. The number was...
11.
Which is you, Vicky. Congratulations.
All right, thanks, Stephanie.
You won the tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Stay on hold, and we'll get your information.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
There is a celebrity out there that mortified her son. And this makes me feel better, as my son, Connor, just turned 13. And I'm starting to see this with my son where, you know, he gets a little embarrassed, not of me, but just embarrassed. I don't know how to describe it. Like, you have kids older than my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just kind of like, they're not embarrassed of you. They're just kind of embarrassed to have parents in general, you know?
You know, maybe girls are different.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I told Katie this story. I went to my son's middle school for like a lunch thing, and I said, hey, do you want to, like, parents are allowed to show up with like lunch from outside food. And it's like, you get to have lunch with your kid, and it's really sweet. It's really nice. And I go, do you want to sit with your friends? And he goes, well, they're over there. And I look over, and it's just like a teenager sitting on the ground.
I would be terrified.
I'm like, I'm not sitting on the ground.
I will cross the street to get away from tweens.
Right. Tween boys.
Because they'll be like, hey, you fat bitch.
I know. Right. Yeah.
I'm like, not here.
So he goes, I could just tell by the way he said it, he didn't really want me to go over and sit with his friends. I'm like, okay, it's fine. And we're walking over to these like concrete steps. And Kevin, I tripped.
Kevin, when he told me this, I clutched every pearl I've ever owned.
I spilled my soda.
My God.
See, Kevin's covering his face.
I can't.
And like, I instantly was transported back to being a 13-year-old middle school student. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to live this down.
Did everyone see you? Yeah,
of course.
Oh, man.
I'm a grown man doing that. I'm not falling, but I'm kind of running now, like as I tripped, as I'm spilling my soda all over the place. So anyway, to hear this celebrity, who's one of the biggest celebrities in the world,
okay,
embarrass her 13-year-old son as he was live on Twitch, is hysterical, and it makes me feel better. The celebrity is Mariah Carey.
Stop it.
And Mariah Carey goes into her son's bedroom as he's live on Twitch. First of all, it's hysterical to hear his reaction, but then also the reaction of his friends. Listen to this.
Mom, I can see you. Okay. You're saying hi, Mariah.
First of all, Mom, I can see you. And Mariah Carey just going, okay.
Has she walked into the bedroom?
Yeah, she was like putting something away. Okay.
Mom, I can see you. Okay. You're saying, hi, Mariah, I love you. Oh, my God.
Hello, Mrs. Carey.
Hi, Mrs. Carey.
Can y'all please get out, please? out? Yes, please.
Hug it out.
Hey, Mrs. Carey.
Lucky, what's the smell on Junior?
Don't Rocky, can we say hi?
Junior, get out of my room.
Rocky, can we say hi?
We don't talk to Mimi that way.
I love the idea that Mariah Carey is putzing around the house, putting things away.
I know. Like, hearing this was so sweet. Like, it was like, oh, okay. This makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
This makes me feel better.
You want me to leave?
Right. As I'm about to go on a journey now with a teenager, as my son is now 13 years old, it's like, well, if Mariah Carey's not even cool enough to be around, I am definitely not cool enough.
You don't think that she's almost too cool?
Mariah?
Yeah. Like, she's going to garner so much attention that I think that is probably the bigger problem.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Because it's like, as soon as she shows up, hey, Mariah.
Right. Well, that's what her friends would, can we say hi, Miss Carey? Calling her Miss Carey.
Calling her Mrs. Carey.
Mrs. Carey. Hi, Mrs. Carey. Do you have any ding-dongs?
I mean, you'd think that the most embarrassing thing for these kids is that Nick Cannon's their dad.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
But apparently he's everybody's dad. He's got like 90 God. Kids.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
All right, we're talking fast food here because Katie found a list of the fast food restaurants ranked that get your order wrong the most. And is it surprising, like, when you were going over the list?
I don't really know. I think I'm the wrong person to ask. I think Kevin would know better than I would.
I'm the fast food person
you
here.
You are our correspondent for all things fast food.
Right.
All right.
Can I guess before you even say it?
Well,
let's guess, who do we think is not on the list?
Who do we think is not on the list?
Chick-fil-A, for sure.
Chick-fil-A, not, I agree with Kevin.
They repeat your order
correct.
Like twice.
They've got the best average of getting your order right.
My pleasure.
Yeah, not my pleasure, right, yeah. And they do, it almost seems like they repeat it back too much.
Yeah. Like, when they hand it to you, when they take your order, when you check in.
I mean, shout out to Coach at the Chick-fil-A right off of 50.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sunrise of 50. He's
the owner, yep.
And you know he runs a tight ship, and those people are happy that work there, too.
Okay, I'm going to go. Now, is it just fast food in the traditional sense, or is, like, Starbucks on there?
No,
Starbucks
is not on here.
Okay.
It's traditional fast food.
Traditional fast food.
I would say In-N-Out, too.
I'm going to say In-N-Out is not on the list as well.
It is not on the list.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. After that, it's a crapshoot.
Okay. So, after that, it's a tie for Burger King, McDonald's, and Arby's.
For what ranking?
The last place.
No. So, it's Chick-fil-A first. The next is Burger King, McDonald's, Arby's. Their percentage of getting your order right is the next tier.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Arby's, though.
I know. Huh. Next.
Well, yeah, they have only one thing that most people like.
Yeah.
But they have so many things on the menu. I went to an Arby's 5 years ago for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was so overwhelmed by the menu.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
And when we were kids, it was just roast beef sandwiches.
Right.
Like, why didn't you just do what In-N-Out did and stick with what you're good at?
Right.
Why are you making falafel now?
Don't give me a seasoned chicken wrap.
Totally agree.
Okay. Next, Kevin, you're going to be very excited.
Popeyes?
KFC.
Okay. The other fried chicken.
Well, no, but we're starting to get toward they get your order wrong.
Right.
Oh,
so this is the next year.
We don't want this.
Okay, but they're still not as bad as Wendy's and Dunkin'.
Oh.
I feel like they don't even listen to you when you order.
Really?
At Wendy's, yeah.
You give them your order and they go, great, I'll give you a baked potato. Yeah. No. I wanted a Wendy's square burger.
I haven't been to a Wendy's in years.
Their biggie meal is a great deal.
Yeah, it feels demoralizing to say, hi, can I have a biggie meal?
I say it all the time. $5? Yeah, take my money.
All right.
Okay.
And then sometimes apparently they give it to you accurately.
Who do you think is last on the list?
So this would be the most inaccurate fast food restaurant.
Inaccurate.
The most inaccurate.
The one to get your order wrong most often.
I feel like it's Taco Bell.
Okay.
I'm having trouble even thinking what's left. I'm gonna go with a wonky one like Del Taco, I guess.
Okay. Well, nobody cares about Del Taco.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most of the workers are high.
Jack in the Box. Like, every, I don't know what it is, yep. But every time I go to a Jack in the Box, it's like.
it does seem like their drive-through speaker is like always has been punched. And like, yeah. Kind of cracked.
Yes.
Right. Jack in the Box didn't even make the list.
Oh, okay. Wow. They're doing good.
Kevin's right. It's Taco Bell.
It's Taco Bell.
See, that explains a lot because their menus are all the same and people get confused.
You know what, though?
Seems like that would make it easier.
I'll say this. As we just discovered, that Taco Bell gets your order wrong the most of all fast food. Does it matter?
Yes,
everything
does.
At Taco Bell tastes the same. Every time I go, I don't even know why I stare at the menu. I should just say, can I have food? Dealer's choice.
I mean, there are a couple. My daughter gets this, like, I don't know, grilled steak burrito thing.
Oh,
is it the cantina?
Good.
I don't know what it is.
Because that's
but
really
it is
good.
So good.
Where they put cheese on the outside of it and yum. Then fry it?
Yes, it's that
at
one.
At the cantina, it's good. Wow. I sound fat.
Right. Wow. Speaking of a biggie meal.
Yeah, yeah.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Everything will be awesome if you win a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland, that's for sure. And I'm talking to Brianna. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
You're caller 17, so congratulations there. And have you heard us play The More You Know for Lego?
No, I have not.
Oh, great. Okay, good. So here's how we play. I'm going to give you a statement, and then you have to tell me whether or not that's a true or false fact. All right, some of them are true, some of them are not true. All of them sound true, but all of them also kind of sound not true. And a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland is on the line in The More You Know for Lego. All right, Katie and Kevin do not know the answers to these.
We do not.
So they will try to help you. Here we go. First one on here. A camel's hump is filled with water.
True.
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 You think that's a true statement?
Yep.
100% sure.
Oh,
what?
It's not true.
What?
What is it?
A camel's hump is filled with fat.
To hold water.
Nope. It's fat so that it can live off the fat.
Wow.
For I've long periods of time.
I know. I feel like I don't know anything anymore.
That's all right.
Let's maybe I need to fact check you.
Brianna,
camels.
Let's shake it off, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Next one on here. Acai berries. Okay. Acai berries only grow in South America.
I'm going to say false because I just had an acai bowl.
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I guess he's thinking I did research.
I'm going to say true.
Katie says true. Kevin says false.
Oh, wait. No. I'm going to say false.
I'm going to go with false.
You're going to go with false as well.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so mad. Acai berries only grow in South America. All right, listen.
So we get those imported?
Of course. Yeah. So, okay, let me say. Yesterday we had somebody go 10 for 10.
Right.
So wow. I don't know if these are much harder or not. All right, next one on this list for The More You Know for Lego. To be or not to be is from Macbeth.
Oh, this is theater. I'm not good at this.
To be or not to be.
I feel like that's Shakespeare.
Okay. Now that is a true statement. Right. Yes. Good job.
He's saying, is it from Shakespeare's Macbeth? I'm going to say it is not.
I'm going to say true.
Kevin says true. Katie says false.
I'm going to go with not true again.
You think it's false?
Yes.
That is correct. You got 1 point. It's from Hamlet.
That's right. That's right.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to take arms. All right. Here we go. Okay. Michelangelo painted the Mona Lisa.
Oh, my God.
Is that a true or false statement for The More You Know for Lego?
I'm going to say false.
You said Michelangelo?
I did say Michelangelo.
I'm going to say false because he already did the Sistine Chapel.
We learned that yesterday.
Yeah, we don't got time to make all this.
Okay. Right.
I feel like it's also not his style.
Okay. All right.
Oh, getting technical.
I'm going to go false.
You're going to go false as well. Good job.
Okay.
That was Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You got 2 points. We're on a roll now. We shook it off, and now we're on a streak. Louis Armstrong was a master of the Trump. What the hell?
What is happening?
That was
Brianna, you okay?
You okay?
Yes.
Okay. That is a true fact.
Louis Armstrong was a master of the trumpet.
I don't know who he is. I'm going to say true.
I'll say true.
He was the master of the trumpet.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. Is that how he sounds?
Red roses, too.
Yeah.
Next one on here.
It's a different time.
The major pop star. Yeah. The mascot for Hufflepuff is a badger.
Yep, true. I don't know. Honey badger don't care.
Okay, I'm going to say true.
They both say true, Brianna. What do you say?
Can you repeat the question again?
Sure. The mascot for Hufflepuff is a badger.
Let's say true.
Yeah, it is a badger.
How do you forget?
How do you forget?
Yeah.
All right, we're doing great. We are doing great right now. Eggplants grow on trees.
False.
True.
Wow. We got a real quick false and a real quick true, Brianna.
They're fine vegetables. I wish you
Brianna, which one? Eggplants grow on trees. Brianna?
We lost her.
I said true.
You say true. They do grow on trees.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You want to fact check that one too,
yeah,
Camel
Yeah, give
hump?
Me a second. Oh, my goodness. It looks amazing.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Next one. Sharks only have 18 bones. Now, you need one more point to win these tickets, all right? Sharks only need 18 bones. Really think this one out.
They have 18 bones.
Is that true or false?
I'm going to say it's false, and I think that each different kind of shark has a different number of bones.
I'm just going to say...
Like, there's no way a hammerhead has the same as a lemon shark.
Look at her with someone's getting ready to go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
I'm going to say sharks don't have bones.
All right.
Okay.
Brianna, what do you say?
I'm going to say they don't have bones.
That is correct.
Biology
sharks
major.
Do not have bones at all. Mm-hmm. And Brianna, you got a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland in San Diego.
Woo-hoo,
do fish have bones?
Fish have bones. Yeah, but sharks don't. Congratulations, Brianna. Tag us in all your pictures when you go, okay?
Thank you. I will.
You got it. That is it. That is the full show. We did
it.
We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.